Hello?
Hello, Constance?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve from the water company, from the San Jose Water Company. And we need you to stop overusing water, because we've gotten several complaints about you, and we know you've been overusing water and stuff.
I have not.
Oh, yes, you have. We have. Your neighbors have been reporting you for overusing the water. They've been keeping an eye on you. They say you have.
I don't think you have the right number.
Well, this is Constance on at 18, right?
I'm always under my allotment.
Yeah, but they say you've got a bedroom size water reservoir inside your house that fills up an entire room. You've been hoarding water.
Oh, give me a break.
No,
who
no.
Who are you?
You don't get a break. You have to be just like the rest of us and conserve water.
I am, and what you're saying is totally untrue.
But it seems like you're
I carry out my bath water every day and water my landscaping with it. So tell me again what your name is.
Well, are you taking really large baths?
No. What's your name again?
My name is Steve.
Steve what?
No, that's incorrect. But,
Steve, what is your last name?
We just need you to stop hoarding.
What is your
stop
last
hoarding
name?
Water. That's all we need. Just cut
what
it out.
What is your last name?
It's Who. H-O-O.
You're full of shit. Leave me alone.
What?
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
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 I'll make you think, stupid.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Get off the phone.
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 I think this call is a hoax.
Cactus.
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 They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 Get off this fucking phone. Leave me alone.
Guess what, everyone? It's time for the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, RBCP, and today's date is August 4th, 2016. Today's show is hosted by Hobo Joe, which means this is the Hobo Joe Snowplow Show. Everything rhymes. That's the best part about Hobo Joe being a sponsor. And I think today I'm just going to pretty much do the same prank over and over and over, as I sometimes do. There was a couple of really good ideas in the chat room on the last live show. I guess that would have been Sunday's show. And I want to give those ideas another shot before I forget about them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my homeowners association list that I've had sitting in here for a long time now. I've used a couple of pages of it for other shows, but I'm finally going to use the whole thing up because I'm sick of this list sitting in here. I'm going to call the rest of the people on this list and we're going to see what happens. Before we get started, I just need to remind everyone that you should be supporting the show. Financially, with monies, by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Either one of those two websites will let you make a small monthly donation, which helps support this show, and it makes you feel good and helps you get into heaven and all that stuff. So please, if you're not supporting the show, maybe think about supporting the show for a little while. Just see how you like it. Just try it for a month or two, and then just be like, fuck this shit. I'm not paying for this. I get this for free. This is stupid. And then cancel your subscription. That's my challenge for all of you. Sign up for the subscription part of the show and see how long you last at it. Most people just last a month or two. But some of the people that support the show, they've been doing this for years. I don't know what their problem is. They probably just can't figure out how to unsubscribe. Anyway, let's get on with the pranks. Let's call a bunch of homeowners and see what happens. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, James?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Michael down the street from you.
Yeah?
I live over at number 13 on your street. But I'm number 12, though.
You're number 12 what?
Well, anyway, I live on your street. I have a question.
Yeah?
I was just wondering, you know that big tree outside your window?
Yeah?
I accidentally left my binoculars in there a couple nights ago. Like, you haven't found them, have you?
No. You left your binoculars in the tree?
Yeah, like, wait, kind of up in the tree. And I'm going to come back and get them probably tonight, like late tonight. I just wanted to make sure they hadn't fallen out and you hadn't taken them or anything.
No, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Oh, the tree outside your window. I left my binoculars.
Yeah, but don't you think that sounds weird that you left binoculars in a tree?
They're expensive binoculars. I feel kind of stupid for just...
What were you doing up in a tree with binoculars? That's what I'm wondering.
Just looking around. It's like 3 in the morning.
Looking around at 3 in the morning? That's not suspicious?
Well, you know, birds and stuff.
Birds at 3 in the morning.
Yep.
You're lucky I'm not home, dude. That's all I have to say. Yeah, you go get your binoculars, and I don't want to see you.
What are you talking about? Why are you acting like that?
Why am I acting like it? You're telling me you left binoculars in the tree in my front yard and that you were up in the tree looking at birds at 3 in the morning, and that's not weird to you?
No, it's not weird to have a hobby. Maybe you need one, too, and then you won't be just all over mine at me.
Just go get your binoculars and don't ever call me again. I don't even know how you got my phone number.
Well, it's in the directory.
All right, weirdo. Just don't call me back.
I'm not a weirdo. Just because I have a hobby? What? Wow, what a dick. That was the first call I've made like that today, and I finally got someone upset about it. Remember on the last show, like, I told 2 different people about this, and neither one of them cared about it. So at least we finally got some guy that seems to care that I was in his tree.
Hello?
Hi, Joey?
Yes?
Hi, this is Dave. I live down the street from you.
Yeah?
And I was just wondering, you know that big tree outside of your window?
Yeah.
I accidentally, the other night, I left my binoculars up in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna come by like later tonight, maybe around midnight, and I'm going to get those.
Midnight?
Yeah, they're just up in the tree. I won't have to bother you or anything. I just left them up there the other night.
What were you doing up in the tree?
Just, you know, bird watching and stuff. Just out, right outside.
At midnight?
Well, no, that's when I'm going to come and pick them up. I was doing my bird watching more like 10 p.m.
What kind of birds are out at 10 p.m.?
Sexy ones?
What?
I don't know. I feel like such a stupid. I left my binoculars in your tree, and I'm going to come and get them.
Are you coming right now?
Well, no, I'll come later tonight. I prefer to just go out after night. Usually, they haven't fallen out though yet, have they? You haven't found them in your yard?
I don't think so. I haven't looked for them.
Okay, all
right. Where do you live?
You know, just up the street a bit, a few houses.
Well, which unit?
75.
But I prefer you come get them in the daylight. I don't think it'd be a good idea to be traipsing around here at night. I might be calling the police if I see something going on.
Oh no, it's okay. I'm real quiet. You won't hear me at all.
What's your last name?
Gerbel.
You live out here?
Yeah, I just live up the street a bit. I was just, doing my nightly bird watching, and you know, I had to leave in a hurry for some reason. I just left them behind. They're hanging on a branch up in your tree.
Well, I'll see if I can find them. Maybe they'll be out in the yard.
Okay, well, don't touch them, because they're mine. Like, if I want those back.
Well, I wouldn't keep them. I got my own binoculars.
Oh, what are you doing with binoculars? You're acting all suspicious.
I don't go out at night. I watch hummingbirds.
Yeah, hummingbirds. That's what they all say.
Could be. I don't know. Bye.
But look, hey, don't try and steal my binoculars. I love that lady's probably going to go out and just, like, stare up at her tree for a while, try to find the binoculars that some weird neighbor left behind.
Hello?
Hello, Nancy?
Yes?
Hey, Nancy, it's Roy from down the street.
Roy from down what street?
Down your street. Down the street. I have a question. You know that big tree in kind of by your window?
Yeah.
Last night, I accidentally left my binoculars up in the tree. I had to leave in a hurry, and I kind of left them there. So if you find them, don't take them because they're mine. I'll come and get them later.
Yeah, where do you live?
I'm just up the street. I'm at number, like, I'm a number 11.
You are at number 11?
Yep.
On my side of the street? And what were you doing? What were you doing in my tree?
You know, just looking at things through my binocular, just outside your window. But I
want to know why you were in my tree. In my, if I looked out and seen you in that tree, I would have probably passed out or something.
Oh,
why were you in my tree?
No, you. I was hidden really, really good. I was like really hidden in there.
Well,
I wore a ski.
I'll tell you what. You get your binoculars and don't do that again.
Oh, well, I like your tree. I like just hanging out in random trees in the neighborhood.
What's your name?
I've carved my name up there and everything. My name is Roy.
Link?
No, Roy.
Roy, your name is Roy?
Yeah.
Okay, Roy, I'll tell you what. I don't want you in my trees.
Oh,
I don't care.
On.
I don't care what you're trying to do.
I was just bird
out of my tree.
I was just bird watching, and I carved my name up in your tree with a knife.
You're bird watching, and you carved your name in the. Just don't do that in my tree.
Well, I didn't think you'd care because it's, you know, it's up in the tree. You're not going to see that I carved all that.
It isn't that I care whether you're in the tree. I don't want you in the trees up against my windows. Because you don't belong there.
Yeah, I won't fall or anything, and if I do, I promise not to sue you.
I'm not... Look, Roy, I wouldn't... If you forgot your binoculars, okay. If they fall out, that's okay. You can go get them, but stay out of my tree.
Oh, I will, but I have to finish the drawing that I started with my knife.
You started a drawing in my tree? Are you nuts or something?
No, but I got to finish what I started. It's just a knife, a carving with my knife. And I just, you know, it's only halfway finished. I got to finish it. You know, I got to kill the time in between, just looking at things when I'm up there, just looking around through my binoculars.
What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Gerbel?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you called.
Oh, are you?
No, not really, but I'm all done talking to you.
Oh, where are you going next? What are you going to do next?
It's none of your business what I'm going to do next.
Well, I was just curious, just being neighborly.
Well, I don't want to be neighborly. But anyway, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Just don't be stealing my binoculars, because they're mine. They're worth like $300. So she hung up. I think I'm going to move on to something a little bit different for a little while. I'm going to stop telling people I've lost my binoculars in their tree. I kind of feel like I've reached the maximum potential of what's going to happen when I tell people I've lost my binoculars in the tree. So let's steal some other ideas that were said in the chat room the other day. And by the way, that was Mont Sandwich's idea. So thank you, Mont Sandwich, the other day in the live chat room for throwing that idea out there. That's a good one. But I think we're going to move on to a different idea as I finish up this list. I think I'm going to start telling people about my Wi-Fi problems.
Hello?
Hi, Seth?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I live, I'm here in the neighborhood. I live over on Trail Ridge.
Yes.
And I just have a question. I was wondering, like, on your Wi-Fi, I've been using that for about a year now, but I'm getting a bad connection today. Could you move the Wi-Fi, the antenna's closer to the window, maybe?
Sure. That would be lovely.
Yeah, it would, because, I mean, I can barely download anything today.
Okay.
Torrents are all going really slow.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Will you be able to do that soon?
No, I won't.
I'm trying to get, like, every season of Game of Thrones, and it's just not coming through. It keeps dropping connection.
Game of Thrones, really?
Yep.
Fabulous. Okay. Thank you, man.
When is this going to be done? Well, shit. I don't think he's taking my complaint seriously. I'm just going to have to change service providers. Get my internet from Mrs. Stuman's house.
Hello?
Hi, Debbie?
No, this is Bob.
Oh, hey, Bob. This is Roy. I live around the corner from you.
Okay.
I'm over on Whisper Glen.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, I've been using your internet for about the past year, and I'm getting a really bad connection today. Can you maybe move your Wi-Fi router around a little bit?
Yeah. Whisper Glen, huh?
Yeah. If you could, that'd be great, because I'm trying to download things, and it's just, like, I keep losing connection.
Sure thing.
Can you do that right now?
Are you serious?
Yeah, can you move the whole thing just over by the window? I think I'd get a better connection if it was by the window.
How can you get on my internet without the password?
I figured out the password.
No way.
Yeah, I've got hacking tools that figure out the passwords for me.
Oh, you are a genius.
I know. I've been using your internet for like a year, and I haven't had to pay anything. It's kind of awesome.
Life is good for you.
Yep, it sure is. Are you doing something?
I'm counting coins.
Oh, that doesn't help me with my problem, though.
No, it does not, does it?
How long is it going to be till you fix your router?
There's nothing wrong with my router.
There is, too, because I haven't been able to get a good connection all week.
Okay.
Do you have aluminum foil? Can you put aluminum foil on the antennas?
Yeah.
Or a coat hanger?
You bet. I'll put it on the flagpole and connect it to inside.
That'd be great. Or if you have a like duct tape, you could duct tape a wire coat hanger to the antenna and then put aluminum foil on that.
Sounds like that's a plan. Sounds like you've done this before.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of a genius when it comes to the
Indeed, you are.
Yep.
Who am I talking with?
This is Roy from around the corner.
Roy who?
Yes, from around the corner.
Roy, what's your last name?
No, it's a who, not what.
Oh, who's on first?
What?
He's on third. Oh my, life is good.
I guess so.
Other than my Wi-Fi, is there anything else I can help you with?
I don't know. I that's pretty much it. I just need to be able to download my movies and my music.
Okay.
So hurry the fuck up hurry the fuck up with all that.
Oh, I'm all hooked up.
No, I said hurry the fuck up.
Oh, no, no, no. Now you're even getting demanding.
Well, it's just I'm getting kind of pissed off. This is terrible customer service. I just want my internet to work.
It is indeed. It is indeed. I have to concur with you.
All right. Well, don't make me write a bad Yelp review.
We might have to take this on up the chain.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
We'll take it on up to Debbie.
Oh, fuck Debbie. I'm sick of Debbie's shit. Okay, well, I gotta go. You enjoy counting your coins.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye. Jerk.
Bye.
Jerk. What a jerk. I can't believe that guy. Debbie was his wife, by the way. She wears the pants in that family.
Hello?
Hello, Brenda?
Yes?
Hi, this is Steven. I live over on Trailbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using your internet for the past year. And I can't seem to get a good...
No, you haven't, because I don't have a computer.
Well, I know. I just use the internet, though. Just the modem. You know, the cable thing. But anyway, I don't have a good connection. Can you move your modem around so I can get a better...
I don't have a modem. I don't have a computer.
Well,
at all.
Well, it has your name on it.
Well, it may have my name on it, but it's not mine. You can come to my home. There is no computer here.
Can I? Can we hang out?
No, we cannot.
You just said I could come over.
Well, I just wanted to prove it to you. Call Dennis. I do not have a computer.
Who's Dennis?
Our manager.
Oh, that Dennis. You know, he doesn't let me call him anymore. He doesn't pick up for me. Well, shit. That was the very last number on this list of homeowner association members. So I guess once again, thank you to the guy who submitted these to me. I think he wanted to be anonymous or something. I'm not really sure. But this is the guy that did IT tech support type stuff for his parents, and he saw the Homeowners Association directory sitting there, so he sent me some pictures of it. But this is kind of a weird Homeowners Association. These are condos and not actual homes, so I'm guessing the people that live here aren't as invested in their property and their homes and stuff like that. So maybe that's why nobody seems to give a shit. I don't know. But let's do some voicemails. Let's do some voicemails and stuff like that, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to use a different homeowners association list, and we're going to see what happens with that list. So here's some voicemails, but stay tuned for some more of these calls, or maybe different calls. I don't know.
Hey, Brad, Ohio guy here. I just want to thank you for that rousing rendition. 6 minutes of the...
you do the best rendition of that song, Ohio guy.
It's really stuck in my head now, and I'm just so happy you listened to my suggestion. I'm sure everybody else is, too.
Yep, everyone loved that.
I'm probably going to, you know, put that on repeat and just keep listening to that song. It just does so much for me. Thanks.
Bye. Okay. Yeah, if any of you hated that song that I did like 6 minutes of that creepy clown music, or whatever it's called, that was Ohio guy's fault, so blame him. Everyone hate him, not me.
Hey, Brad, it's me. How you doing?
Hey,
do me a favor. Hang up the phone.
Okay.
Hang up the fucking phone.
No, you hang it up.
Hang it up!
All right,
hang
fine.
Up the phone!
Fine, you win. I'm hanging up.
You better hang up that fucking phone.
I am, I'm
you
doing
better
it.
Better hang it up.
Hanging up right now. There, it's hung up. I hung it up.
Barbie, Jasper Flats.
Hello.
Calls of mass confusion. You gotta talk to some dogs, man. That was some funny shit. I'm thinking, if you had that on video, I could only imagine seeing these pet store people holding phones of the dogs, or not. I don't know, man. I just think that would be funny shit, man. You gotta think about that. Alright, peace.
That's a good idea. I don't know how easily Jihad could film that, though, because usually the dog grooming section, it's kind of behind the registers. I mean, I know it's big glass windows, so you can see in there, but I don't think there's an easy way to look into those places without looking kind of conspicuous. Or maybe the setup's different at most stores. Maybe it's just mine where you can't really see in the room that well. That's a great idea, though. I would love to have that on camera. I should just trick employees into filming for me. You know, they'll do just about anything you ask.
Breck here.
Was that your name again that I didn't understand?
Comment about speed, which I speak. I didn't appreciate that one bit, but yep. I'm still going to listen.
I'm a dick.
Interesting. You got anything else to say? Huh? Don't you talk like that. You get a big spanking.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I got something important to tell you here.
Make sure you don't talk slow while you tell me.
That secret show you did... actually one of your better shows. It's the one where you called the bars and shit up and had a guy come in there ready to kick some ass.
Yeah.
You gotta take some of his sound bites and use that for your intro. I know it's a little bit of work, but you need to do it because that was a classic.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
a classic call.
At least the part where he says he's gonna kill me. That needs to be in the intro.
Very classic. You got two or three sound bites out of him. Anyway, you have yourself a good fucking day.
Thanks.
Get ready for the spank.
You okay. too.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad. I love your show. This is Mr. Pac-Man, by the way.
Hey, Miss Pac-Man. Glad you like the show. Was it Miss Pac-Man or Mr. Pac-Man? I don't want to offend your right to choose the gender you're comfortable with. I don't want to be like a Petco employee.
Hey, Brad. It's me. You know me, right?
Of course.
I think.
Whatever.
Anyway, I got two different questions for you. I'll get started right away.
Okay.
Question number one.
Come on, it's been 11 seconds already. Jesus.
Do you happen to have the snow... Well, I don't know if it was a snowplow show episode, but the show where you and Carlito were doing prank calls on December 24th, 2015?
I do not.
Last time you were talking about it, you were waiting for Carlito to release it, and it's been half a year now, so...
Yep, he's a lazy motherfucker.
I was hoping maybe you could release it, maybe... release it as a secret show or something of that sort.
No way.
If you do have it anyway.
That's a madhouse show. That's not a snowplow show.
Give Carlito a ringy-dingy and say, hey, you should really upload that.
Yep.
That'd be great.
I will. I'll yell at him for you.
You know, I'm going to press pound and...
What? Oh, he pressed pound and then he left another voicemail, but it's like a minute and a half long after this one, which was a minute long. So screw that. I'm deleting your second voicemail. You're not going to trick me into playing a 2.5 minute long voicemail. I'm not falling for that. Anyway, Carlito has that show. I didn't even keep a copy of it, so I don't have it. And I guess I will never hear it again unless he releases it on his own feed. So it's all his fault. But he just did a show this past week, so maybe that means he's going to start getting his shit together and put that Christmas show up. Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, Brad, this is Steven Yucca.
Hey, Steven.
So I listened to your show the entire drive from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
Wow.
about 2 days ago.
8 hours,
right? And I'm
right?
letting you know that no one likes the XYZ show. So please stop promoting it.
I
and
love the XYZ.
And telling everyone that you're going to quit the show, or else he's going to go and throw a bitch fit over something that really doesn't even matter.
What?
Yeah, no one likes the XYZ show. No one listens to it. It's just some smelly hobo with a shit Sony Handycam microphone or some shit. No one likes it. Anyways, I gotta go. Bye.
I'm convinced now. You know what? You're right. Fuck XYZ. Fuck him and his stupid ass. Nobody listen to the XYZ show at xyzshow.xyz every single Friday at 12:30 Pacific. Yeah, definitely don't listen to that.
Hey, what's up, Brad? It's Justin.
Justin.
I think posting the old shows would be an awesome thing to do, because then it would help you sleep at night, because you must have a fucking horrible conscience for all the wrong that you've done in the world. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. That's one vote for posting old shows to the feed. By the way, pretty much all the feedback about that has been positive. Everyone wants me to do it. I think there was just one guy that said he didn't want me to start filling up the main page or the feed or something with old shows, but I can't remember exactly why he didn't want me to. I guess I need to go back and look at the comments again. But I think I'm going to at least give that a try and see how it goes. I don't know how often, maybe every couple weeks, or once a month, or five times a day, who knows? I don't know. We'll figure it out soon. I'll put something up.
Oh, hey, Brad. How's it going?
Oh, super.
I hope you're doing pretty good. Anyhow, this here's Pete. I'm just calling to ask you what the first internet meme you remember seeing was, or is. That's that. I think the first one I remember seeing was the 8 My Balls website, you know, or memes, where, you know, you have, like, Mr. T says, "I pity the fool who doesn't eat balls," or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that was real funny. Anyways. So what's the first meme you remember seeing? Bye, honey, baby.
I remember reading about the Eat My Balls thing, and then I looked at the pictures, and I just didn't get it. That one was kind of confusing to me, and I don't remember if that came before or after the All Your Base meme, but I kind of think All Your Base is the first meme that I can remember. That was like late 90s, right? I think. It seems so stupid now, but it seemed amazing at the time.
Hey, Brad, it's Chris and Sarah. Listen.
Hey, Chris.
First
and Sarah,
thing.
I guess.
Enough with this Pokemon Go shit, okay?
What? I've barely done anything with Pokemon Go. What are you talking about?
I talked to the board of directors, and we're unanimous. We do not want to hear any more about Pokemon Go. We need to call victims and do what we can do on the phone to make victims entertain us with their suffering, and make the victims entertain us with all the things you do to them. Okay?
Yeah.
Second, Olga has been stalking me, and
it's always something with her.
I'm afraid to go to Houston now. I don't know what to do. Please do something about Olga, or I'll have to take that to the board of directors also.
Olga.
All right? Bye.
We're going to have a talk, Olga. This has got to stop. I don't know what your problem is.
Hey, Roy. It's Nick with Nick Co. Incorporated.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and break your rule, and I actually had a good idea for a prank. You should call homeowners associations and tell them that they need to pay more money because they're joining the Flat Earth Society. That'd be hilarious!
Okay.
Because the Earth is round!
It's not. The Earth isn't round. What are you, an idiot? But yeah, I'll try and remember that when I start doing calls here in a second.
Hey, Brian, it's AT&T Death Star. I have a joke for you.
Oh, yay.
So one cell phone says, "Why are you wearing glasses?" And the other one says, "I lost all my contacts." Fuck you, Olga.
Great one.
Also,
so much hate for Olga today.
There's a problem with your system, your TNI system.
Yeah, I know.
Because when I want to get through your dumb words at the beginning of the voicemail thing, when I dial zero on my rotary phone, it doesn't work. You need to make that rotary compatible.
Oh, that's weird.
You fucking asshole.
Okay.
Bye.
Just another
Love
thing.
You, Cactus.
Another thing to add to my list. I'll get right on that. All right, let's play, here's a voicemail from Corbin Guy. It's 3 minutes long. Let's see how much of that 3 minutes I can last.
Oh, dear Brad. It's Corbin Guy, and of course I always have incredibly awesome things to say. But at this moment in time, I fail.
I see.
I absolutely
fail. So you called the voicemail, of course.
Excuse me. I'm a little rough in the voice. me and Captain Morgan have become pretty good friends tonight. Nice. So anyhow, it's 2 a.m.
That's great.
I'm standing by a campfire, probably keeping the neighbors awake, which I'm not supposed to do because quiet time is from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m.
Yeah, but fuck the neighbors, you know. Just fuck them.
Yeah. Million and one thoughts rolling around in my head, but I'm leaving this up to you to say something incredibly awesome for me, okay?
Okay.
Because
all right.
The next show that you do...
Thanks, Corbin guy.
I want you to...
I can't imagine what you're going to say for the next 2 minutes, but I guess I'll just have to. My incredibly awesome thing to say to you guys is that the voicemails are over. I'm done with the voicemails, and I'm going to try and make some more calls to homeowners. So I guess let's try some more calls to some homeowners. This is a list I received in my emails, and this one says, if you're low on numbers, here's a resident list I acquired from a job. And this is another homeowners association list, and it's from a guy, his name is a Toyota Camry. Not sure if that's his real name or not, but that's how he signed his email, so it's probably right.
Hello?
Hello, Kirby?
Hello?
Hi, Kirby?
Yes.
Hey, Kirby, it's Roy. I live around the corner from you.
Yes, sir.
And I was just wondering, on your Wi-Fi and your internet, I'm not getting a very good connection today. Do you think you could move it closer to the window? Please?
Are you getting a, using, what are you linking to?
I'm linking to your Wi-Fi. You know,
seriously?
Yeah, I figured out the password like a year ago. I've been using it for a year, but I don't know what's going on tonight. It just, for some reason, it's just not coming through. I keep losing my connection. did you move your modem and stuff around recently?
No, but I'm going to change the password. I know that.
What are you going to do that for? I won't be able to get on.
So you won't be on my Wi-Fi.
Well, no, I'm not doing anything.
That's been slowing my computer down.
Oh, I'm not slowing it down that much. I'm just downloading movies and stuff.
Oh, wonderful.
It's not a big deal. I'm not hurting anything. I just need you to just... Can you just fix it? Because I can barely even connect.
What is your name again?
My name is Roy.
What's your last name?
Gerbel.
And where do you live, Roy?
Over on...
There's no way you're getting a signal all the way from where I live.
Well, no, I use a cantenna. It's a special antenna. It's directional. I have it aimed right at your house.
Wonderful.
But I just can't seem to get a connection the last couple days, and it's kind of bullshit.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do about it?
You're thieving from me. That's what you're doing.
I'm not thieving anything.
Yeah, you are.
The internet's still there. You can still use it. I'm not stealing it.
Well, you're not going to get to continue to use it.
Oh, yes, I am, because if you change the password, I'll just figure out what the new one is. Because I can't afford internet.
Well, what was your full name again?
Roy Gerbel. I'm in the directory. We're in the same homeowners association, so we may as well be sharing things with each other.
No. We don't need to be sharing our Wi-Fi with you.
Why not? What's the big deal? I'm not doing anything. Like, I know I can look at your shared photos and everything on your computer, but I don't do that. I don't care what your photos look like. I never looked through your documents once.
I can't believe you're doing what you're doing.
I mean, I just looked at the titles of them. I didn't actually open the documents.
I don't understand you.
What part don't you understand?
Using my resources for your personal use.
Well, you're not even using all your resources. You guys don't even use that much internet, so I may as well make you get...
All right, well...
I'm helping you get your money's worth.
I probably will disconnect the whole thing now, knowing this.
No, don't do that. I'm just helping you get your money's worth.
No, you're not going to continue, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, I will. You're the only one that's a direct line of sight from my bedroom window, so I have to use yours.
You know, I just think that's pretty sorry. I really do.
Well, at least I'm not paying $80 a month for internet like an idiot.
Excuse me?
I said at least I'm not paying $80 a month for internet like an idiot.
Well, I guess if you want to keep getting it, that's what you're going to have to do.
I guess so. It's better than paying for it.
All right. This conversation's at an end.
Is it? How come? What? Well, damn it. I guess he took me seriously, but he just doesn't get that angry.
Hello?
Hi, Jo Mary?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live a few houses down.
Uh-huh. And
I just have a question.
Okay.
Have you been having internet problems there today? I can't seem to connect to my internet.
Oh, well, I'm not home right now, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, I've been using your Wi-Fi for the past year, and it's been fine, but for some reason today, it just will not connect.
Say that again?
I said I've been using your Wi-Fi for the past year, and it usually works great, but for some reason today, it's just not working. I can't get it to connect.
You're using my Wi-Fi?
Yeah, did you move the modem around or something? Because I can't seem to get it connect today.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I live a few houses down, a few blocks down.
How are you using my Wi-Fi?
Well, you know, I my laptop asked which Wi-Fi I should connect to, and I picked yours.
What do you want?
Well, I was just wondering, is your internet broken today? Because I can't seem to connect.
Well, I wouldn't answer that question, even if I could.
Why not? Don't you want to be a good neighbor?
Because you shouldn't be using my Wi-Fi.
Well, I need it because I don't have my own. I don't pay for it. It's too expensive.
Well, that's your problem. Sorry.
Well, I know. That's why I use yours. Ugh, the conversation has ended again. But at least I'm making these people more security conscious. They're going to take their internet connections way more seriously from now on.
Hello?
Hi, Brian?
Yes.
Hey, Brian, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor over on Lane Creek Circle.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't live there anymore.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't live there anymore.
You don't live on Deer Trail?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, maybe that's why I can't connect to your Wi-Fi. I've been trying to connect to your Wi-Fi and it won't work.
Why would you want to connect to my Wi-Fi?
So I can get on the internet like I used to, but it just, I don't know, there must be a connection problem.
I don't know. I moved out of there 3 years ago,
okay.
So I'm not sure
okay,
who you are or where you got my number from.
You don't have to be a jerk about it. It's in the homeowner's directory still.
You can take your jerk comment and stick it somewhere, Roy.
What? Why would you say that? Where would I stick it? I'm so confused.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer...
I'm actually getting a lot of disconnected numbers from this list. So this guy named a Toyota Camry, he can take this list and, you know, stick it somewhere. I'm not going to say where, though. That would make too much sense. I'm just going to be really, really vague.
Hello?
Hi. Sarah?
Yes.
Hey. Oh, thank God you answered. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, are you having internet problems? I can't seem to connect to your Wi-Fi.
No. I mean, I'm not home right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Usually I connect to your Wi-Fi to get on the internet, but for some reason it won't connect today. I thought maybe you were having...
Why do you connect to my Wi-Fi?
To get on the internet.
Okay. Where do you live?
Just kind of around the corner. I'm over on Nicole Circle.
Okay.
But yeah,
ours is security protected, so you shouldn't be able to access ours.
Well, no, I use some hacker tools, and it told me what the password is. So I've just been using it for the past year. I mostly just use it to download torrents, because when you do that from your home Wi-Fi, they always send you threatening emails and stuff. Like, we're going to sue you for downloading a movie. I mean, come on, get real.
And so what are you downloading?
Just movies and music and, I don't know, pornography a little bit here and there.
And, okay.
Yeah, and music. Music and stuff like that.
Okay.
And books for my Kindle.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And, I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Roy. I live over in Nicole's.
What's your last name?
Gerbel.
Hmm.
You know me. I always wave at you whenever I drive by. But
okay.
I just didn't want to pay for internet because it's like $80 a month. Who has that kind of money?
All right. What's the name of the server that you're trying to connect to?
I'm trying to go to Pornhub.com right now. And I know because it works on my cell phone. But if I try it on the Wi-Fi on my laptop, it doesn't work.
Well, I mean, what is the name of my server that you're trying to access?
Your server? You have a server? I've scanned your IP address, and I've never seen a server on there.
Okay. Well, what are you trying to access that's mine?
Well, no, I'm already on your Wi-Fi. It's just...
Okay.
I think
what's the name of my Wi-Fi? What's the name of my Wi-Fi?
I think your internet's down or something.
Okay. And how did you get my number?
It's in the homeowners directory. We're a member of the same homeowners association.
Okay. I think you're kind of creepy.
What? Creepy? Why? Why would you say that?
Well, because you're calling and...
I was just hoping you could fix your router, because I haven't been able to get on all day. Like, from the from the moment I woke up, it has not been working. I haven't been on once.
Well, tell me your last name again.
Gerbel. I've told you so many times. I've told you my first name and my last name and my street. But if you're not going to fix
your... How do you spell it?
I-T.
How do you spell it?
I, letter I, lowercase I, and then T.
That's your last name?
Oh, no, you asked me how to spell it.
All right, I'm hanging up now. Goodbye.
What? What did I do wrong?
Help me help you.
Hi, Annette.
Okay, I do apologize you've reached Amasita's answering service.
Oh, do they only hire people that talk like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I must have got a wrong number then.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Oh, my gosh. She sounded like the, what's her name? The one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy lady from SNL. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe she sounds nothing like that. I don't know. But holy crap, there are a lot of disconnected numbers on this list.
Flynn.
Hello, Flynn?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you on Lane Creek.
Right, yeah, okay.
And I was just wondering, are you having internet problems because I can't seem to connect to your Wi-Fi router?
No.
Okay.
I'm aware of, anyway.
Okay, I'll just keep trying. Do you think maybe you can move your Wi-Fi closer to the window so I can connect?
Why do you need to connect to my Wi-Fi?
So I can get on the internet.
You know the password and everything?
Yeah, I used a hacker program and it told me the password.
Holy cow, I'm not sure that's right.
Oh, it's okay. I'm not doing anything wrong with it. I'm just downloading a lot of stuff. That's all.
Okay. Ouch! That's my cat. Sorry about that.
What did he do? Holy crap. What did he do? Are you okay?
Yeah, he's stuck. He's never learned to pat. He's only learned to stab.
Oh, what a little bitch. I'd kick that thing. I'd kick that thing across the room. Did that to me.
Just about do.
Yeah, you should. Teach it a lesson.
Okay, I can't get it much closer to the window because of the cord and the way it's hooked up.
Ah, shoot. Okay, do you have some aluminum foil and maybe a wire coat hanger? Because I think if you stick a wire coat hanger in one of those little vent holes on the top, that'll help the reception.
I don't have those. Wait a minute.
Or perhaps, do you have a glass of water?
Yeah.
Yeah, pour a glass of water into the vent holes. That'll help the reception.
Okay, I'll try it.
Okay, can you do it while we're on the phone?
Yeah, just a minute. Let me get the door's cat out.
Okay.
She's a little determined.
Okay. I mean, because pouring a glass of water into your electronics onto electricity, that's a completely reasonable thing to do, right? I mean, if it'll help, you may as well, right? Uh-oh. Hello, sir? I think we're...
Okay, I'm dribbling the water in.
Oh, don't put water in your electronics, sir. Come on, stop it. That's...
I mean, you know...
Did it...
one drop. But no, nothing.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to put water on electronics. Come on, stop it.
I know that.
Well, why'd you do it then?
I just wonder about...
No, the thing that would make the most sense is to jam a wire coat hanger into the vent holes. Are you still dribbling water?
No.
Okay, that's good.
I just forgot about ready to start that. Oh, wait a minute. So I took a dropper and laid one drop on it.
Yeah. One drop would hurt it, but if you just drenched the whole thing, like through the whole cup on there, that would disperse the electrical something-something so that it wouldn't... Huh?
I believe that would ruin it.
No. The if you put a whole bunch of water on there, it doesn't conduct electricity as well, so it's okay. Because there's so much water, it can't make it through all that water, and it helps the reception. It blankets the reception in water, and that helps it travel to my house.
I have to admit, I'm a little leery about the water bit. I don't know how to do it. I've never heard of that trick before.
Huh.
I've always heard keep it water out of it.
Do you have a circuit breaker box in your house?
Yeah.
Could you take a bucket of water and throw it on the circuit breaker box, like on all the switches? And make sure...
Not when I'm here by myself.
Well, no.
I'm not doing anything like
no,
that.
No, if
I, listen, if, I listen. Used to work for Duke Power Company. I saw three people get killed by electricity.
Oh, geez.
I do not enjoy messing with it.
Yeah. Well, look, if you take off your shoes, it'll be fine. It won't hurt you then.
I don't believe that. No. I'm here by myself. I am not going to do anything like that. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, have you changed your Wi-Fi password or something?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well, I don't know how I'm going to download all my pornography if I can't get on your Wi-Fi, you know?
This must be some kind of hooch call.
A what call?
Funny call.
Oh, what?
Baiting me up.
Did you say hooch call?
Well, yeah, it's just a name I made up as a hurry.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought that was like a term I'd never heard before for prank calling.
Yeah.
When I prank call people.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, don't put water on your electronics anymore, okay?
Okay.
Because that's silly. You don't want to do that. But could you just do it real quick just to see if it works?
The water?
Yeah, just stand back from the router and throw it across the room. Just throw the whole glass, in fact.
No, I'm not going to. Look, I'm sorry. You just have to get your own Wi-Fi service. I am not going to get into this.
I can't afford it, though. It's $80 a month.
No, it's not. Mine's 42.
Well, you use the phone company, though, right? I use cable. If I were going to do it, I would use cable. I'd use real internet.
Well, there is no cable out here, so you don't have a choice. You have to use the phone company or you have to use satellite.
But cable's waterproof.
Okay, so with phone wires.
That's true. Phone wires are definitely completely waterproof. Okay, well, fine, whatever. If you don't want to help me get on the internet, if you want to just be a jerk about it and not help me.
I'm not trying to be a jerk about it. It's just what you want me to do, I do not trust doing.
Will your Wi-Fi router, will it reach the floor so you can put it on the floor and stomp on it with your foot?
Oh, God, get out of here.
No, I'm serious. That'll probably help.
I can't believe that. Don't believe any of this.
No, I'm pretty sure that would do it. That would.
Yes, I'm sure it would. That'd put an end to my Wi-Fi problem.
It would shake up the internet inside the router. It would shake it up when you stomp on it.
I don't think that works.
Well, have you ever tried it?
I have seen routers stomped on before, and then they just didn't work.
Where did you see this? Like, what led to this happening?
I don't know. I was at some guy's house, and I guess he was trying to use the internet to watch a ball game or something, and it wouldn't come on or wouldn't work, and he just got super pissed off and stomped on the router.
Oh. Well, no, you don't stomp on it. You use it like a pedal. It'll jiggle things loose. It'll jiggle loose the websites and all that.
Never mind.
What do you mean, never mind?
I'm just not into this to help you get on the internet through my router.
All right. Well, I'll try and connect to my other neighbors, I guess.
Okay.
I'll download my porn from them.
Well, you don't get any porn off me. I don't have any.
Well, no, I get it through the internet. I just use your internet connection, so I don't have to pay.
Yeah, well, I don't buy that either. I don't want that done. I will change my password.
No, don't change it, because then I won't be able to get in. Please don't change your password.
I'll change it. As soon as you hang up, I'll change it.
No, don't do that. Don't do it.
No, I got to.
Do you know how?
I don't want any porn going through my system one way or the other.
Do you know how to change your password?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, you know, like with the phone company, it's a water-based password change.
No, I know how to change the password.
It's two-step authentication. You have to use water and a shoe.
I don't know where you're reading this and who this is exactly.
I've got the phone company instruction manual right here.
You're just having some kind of jerk around, and I'm tired of doing the jerking, so I'm hanging up. See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Flynn. Holy crap, was he really pouring water on his router? And damn it, why didn't I ask him to go lick a stick of butter? We all know that's how to get the Wi-Fi going, is to eat a stick of butter. Just eat a little bit off the end, or lick it maybe. Completely forgot to tell him about that. I lost my opportunity to complete a challenge, damn it. What was wrong with that guy? He worked for the power company and he doesn't know not to do that? Okay, I'm not getting any more answers on this list. I'm pretty much done with it, so I think I'm not going to top what just happened. You know, a guy that seemed completely willing to throw a bucket of water on his circuit breakers. If only someone else were in the house with him right now, he would have done it, apparently. So I think this is a good time to quit. I'm going to quit the show now. The show's over. If any of you have a problem with it, just blame Hobo Joe, because he's the sponsor of today's show. By the way, I think I forgot to mention while I was doing those calls that the Wi-Fi router idea, that was suggested in the chat room by a guy named JMY. So thank you, JMY, for the idea that led to a man dribbling water into his router. Hopefully he didn't actually dribble it down into the holes of his router. Maybe it was just on top of it. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. And if all goes well, hopefully I will get another show out before the week's over. And if not, I guess I can just put up an old show and try and pass that off as a new show. Maybe you guys won't even notice. This is the best scam ever. I can't believe I got you all to agree to this. Posting old shows. What a bunch of suckers. Oh, crap. I'm still recording. Be sure to visit the Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers. Visit us on Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. Support the show at patreon.com/phonelosers. And remember what you learned on today's show. You learned, hopefully, that you shouldn't dribble water into the vent holes on your router, because water and electricity don't mix. Unless, of course, you're using a lot of water, such as a bucket of water, on your circuit breaker switches. That's okay, as long as you don't wear shoes. Because you don't want to wear shoes, especially rubber-soled shoes, because rubber conducts electricity. And holy crap, that could kill you. So remember, kids, don't dribble water into your circuit breaker box in your homes. Only take a large bucket of water and throw it at the circuit breaker box while you're barefoot. That's the only completely safe way to do things, to fix your internet connection problems. That bit of common sense advice is sponsored by Hobo Joe. If any of you do decide to throw a bucket of water at your circuit breaker boxes, Hobo Joe is responsible, and you can talk to him about the lawsuits and the hospital bills and all of that stuff. All right, the more you know. Bye, everyone.
We're going to call your work. We're going to prank your home. We're going to post your dots and harass you. We're going to sell your car. We're going to go too far. We're going to drive you nuts, you fucking bastard.
Ouch! That's my cat.